This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. India reported 78,761 new coronavirus infections in 24 hours on Sunday. It was the highest single-day rise in the world since the pandemic began, while the country is continuing to open its economy. It was the fourth consecutive day that India has registered more than 75,000 infections. With a population of 1.4 billion people, India is the third most infected nation in the world, behind the United States and Brazil, with 3.5 million cases and more than 63,000 deaths. That's according to official statistics provided by the country's health ministry. In several European cities, Saturday, demonstrators rallied against restrictions that have been imposed since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Berlin to march against mask wearing and social distancing rules. People say they arrested about 300 protesters. In London, demonstrators in Trafalgar Square rallied against what they said is the medical tyranny that has been placed on them by masks and distancing. A few hundred protesters in Paris demonstrated against the capital's mandatory mask-wearing mandate. In Zurich, Switzerland, about 1,000 demonstrators, skeptical of COVID-19 rules, called for a return to freedom. U.S. President Donald Trump said in a statement Saturday night that he's extending the federal cost-sharing for the deployment of the National Guard in Louisiana to help with the state's response to COVID-19 and to help facilitate the southern state's economic recovery. Public health departments throughout the United States are calling on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to reverse changes the federal agency recently made to its public coronavirus testing guidelines. The organizations called on the government agencies to reinstate recommendations that people who've been exposed to the virus be tested, even if they're asymptomatic. This is VOA News. Thousands of Shiite pilgrims wearing gloves and masks flooded Iraq's holy city of Karbala on Sunday to mark Ashura. It's one of the largest Muslim gatherings since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Ashura, on the 10th day of the mourning month of Muharram, commemorates the killing of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson Hussein at a battle in 680 AD. Typically, millions of Shiites from around the world flock to the golden-domed shrine where Hussein's remains are buried. Shoulder to shoulder, they pray and cry. But with coronavirus numbers spiking across the globe, this year's commemoration is subdued. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has revealed the names of the appointed members and leaders of the country's High Council for National Reconciliation, a body tasked with leading peace negotiations with the Taliban. A presidential decree issued Saturday lists political figures, including current and former officials, leaders of political parties, and renowned religious leaders are among the more than 40 council members that Ghani has approved. The High Council for National Reconciliation is to oversee a 21-member negotiating team appointed by Ghani in March to conduct face-to-face talks with the Taliban. The talks are part of an agreement reached between the militants and the United States in February to end in an effort to end nearly 19 years of war in Afghanistan. Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, is poised to be designated prime minister on Monday after winning the support of major parties to form a new government facing a crippling financial crisis and the aftermath of the Beirut port explosion earlier this month. Adib is set to be designated just ahead of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who is prominent in international efforts to press Lebanese politicians to address a crisis seen as Lebanon's worst since the end of its civil war, which ended in 1990. The previous government, led by Hassan Diab, quit on August 10th over the port blast, in which a massive amount of unsafely stored chemicals detonated. Tens of thousands protested in the Belarusian capital of Minsk on Sunday, the president's birthday, demanding he resign. At least 140 protesters were arrested Sunday, according to Belarus's interior ministry. President Alexander Lukashenko turned 66 on Sunday. 3 weeks he was declared the winner of an August 9th election, winning about 80% of the vote. Critics of the president say the election was rigged. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.